Okay, today is Daf Ayin Tes. We are on Ayin Chesamid Beis, three lines from the bottom. Hahi Itza, there was a woman. Deboy de Sivrachinhu Linechasa Migavra. She wanted to avoid having her husband own any of her property. She wanted to avoid having her husband. Just started. Hahi Itza, I'll start over. There was a woman.
He says deprive.
There was a woman. What did I say?
Avoid.
There was a woman, Deboy de Sivrachinhu, she wanted to avoid or deprive Linechasa Migavra, her Nechasim to her husband. She didn't want her husband touching her stuff. So what'd she do? Look at Rashi. So Kasvinhu Librata. So she wrote a shtar giving everything to her daughter from the first marriage. But the shtar was baloney. It wasn't a legitimate shtar. Why not? We'll see now. Look at Rashi. Rashi says, Deboy de Sivrachinhu Linechasa. She wanted to deprive her husband of her stuff. Almana Haisa. She was an almana. It's a second marriage. Her husband died. Uba halinaze. She wants to get married. She wants to get remarried. Fahaisa makdemes. But before she gets married, she makes a shtar. She precedes it. Vinosnasan labita. And she gives a shtar to her daughter. Kedei in order lahavriach zchus baile mehem. To deprive the zchusim of the husband in them, the new husband. Shelo yizakabem. He shouldn't be able to have them. He'll say, what happened to all that land? Oh, that? Oh, that I gave it to my daughter. Right? V'hodiyu le'edim. Listen to what Rashi says. She tells Edim, she'ein matana zu matana, el lahavriach. She tells Edim, it's not a legitimate shtar, by the way, that I gave to my daughter. It's all a joke. It's all a trick to deprive my husband. It's not legitimate.
It wasn't her husband yet.
She tells Adam, it's going to be my husband. We're getting married next week.
So what's the problem?
What's the problem?
She
has a right to sell anything she wants.
Okay.
And she had no intent to sell it.
She doesn't want to sell it.
She doesn't really want to sell it.
It's a ruse.
1 second. V'lo shetazaka behem abas. She has no intention her daughter should be the owner of this land. Im tis alman hi o tis garish. If she's going to become an amana again or she's going to get divorced, she doesn't want to be left with nothing.
So what we're trying to say, so it doesn't work.
So 1 second. So we're going to see in a minute that's rough. When they saw that star, they ripped it up. The best thing. They said, what's this? It's a joke.
Wouldn't it have been easier just to make it a strong barzel, write the ksuba, this is a property she bought?
It's a good question. 1 second. So that's what Rashi says. Pirish Bekuntris, look at Tosfos. Pirish Bekuntris, Rashi said, Vohiduhu le'edim. And she tells Edim, by the way, this whole thing is baloney. She tells Edim that. Says Tosfos, if she tells Edim that, right? Lavriach miskavnas. She is intending to deprive the husband. That's what she tells Edim. Says they near Lord Ben Yitzchak. The reason doesn't make any sense. That can't be the pshat. Why? Deim Cain, a might pligir of Anav Rabba Adrav Nachman. There's going to be a machlokes about that. Is this a good star? How can it be a good star?
Pshita
the lone kenasa. Pashita is not a good star.
Right.
Says Tosfos. No. Venera Lari. The low umbra meeting. She doesn't say anything to Edim. She doesn't say anything. Ella gili milsa ba'alma ikka. It's a gili milsa that it's a lie. Why is it a gili milsa that it's a lie? The low have a dvarim shabalev ain't a dvarim. And it's not a case of dvarim shabalev. She didn't tell anybody that. What's in your heart doesn't count, right? The hacha vada hadavar nikar shalonis kavna el avriach. Right? It's obvious that it was only done to deprive the husband and it wasn't really done for her daughter. The nafsha adifala, because she cares about her own life. What's she going to live on? Right? Dvar shevalev. I'll give you an example. Let's say everybody knows somebody makes an announcement in shul, they're going aliyah. They're making aliyah. Excellent. Then the shul sends out an email, the guy's having a yard sale. They move to Israel. They're having a yard sale and people come and they buy stuff. Right? Then it turns out he's not going to make aliyah. He's not making aliyah. So he wants the stuff back. Right? So, what do you mean? I made a sale. I paid you money. You gave me the item. I don't have to give it back. Yeah, but I only sold it to you on condition I was going to make aliyah. Otherwise, I wasn't going to sell it. I need a couch. No, I need a bed. So, yeah, but you didn't say that. It's Dvarim Shebelev. Is that really Dvarim Shebelev? Everybody knew that. Everybody knew it was only on this condition. Same thing over here. Everybody knows that she's only doing it because she doesn't want her husband to touch her stuff. Nobody does. Nobody sells everything they own and their whole life is dependent on somebody else. Yeah, if you're a young girl, you get married, yes. She's a betting on mana. She's got assets. She gets everything she gives away. Nobody does that. Shouldn't say anything to Aiden. But it's obvious. It's obvious that's what she's doing. Well, who else would do that? No normal person. Okay. So what happened in this case? Intiva, she got married. And for this Garsha, Taka, she got divorced. The husband heard this. What kind of woman did I marry, right? She divorced her. So Asa Lekamed Rav Nachman. She comes to Rav Nachman, right? And Kare Rav Nachman Lishtara. Rav Nachman rips up the shtar. That shtar's not valid. That shtar wasn't valid between you and your daughter. Right? The whole thing was a joke. Azal Rav Anan goes, the Kamedra of Mar Ukva, Amalei, he tells him, Chazi Mar Nachman, look at Rav Nachman, Chakla. Chakla means...
Yesterday we spent the whole morning yesterday learning a...
Okay, so the Gemara is going to ask that question. And the Gemara is going to say, that's when you sell something, here's when you sell everything. That's the difference. So Amalei Chazi Mar Nachman, Mar Nachman, Chakla, Rav Nachman is like a simpleton. Simpleton is he. What's he been picking up stars of people for? What do you do that for? So Amalei, Emily Ethi, Gufa da of the Hachiyave. Tell me what happened over here. What exactly did Rav Nachman do? So Amalei, Hachi Vahiyave, here's what he did. So Amalei, Shtar Mavrachas Kamarta. You're talking about a Shtar Mavrachas? Shtar Mavrachas Kamarta? Hachi Amar of Chani Lai, Bar Idi, Amar Shmuel, More Hora Ani, I'm a Bestin, I'm a part of a Bestin. Im Yavo Shtar Mavrachas Liadi, if somebody comes with a Shtar Mavrachas, Ekra'ana, I ripped that right up. I'm not going to stand for that. What kind of thing is that? Amalei Ravler of Nachman, Taima Mai. What's the reason for that? Why would you rip it up? Dolo Shavak Inish Nafshei. Nobody does that. Nobody will abandon their own welfare. V'yahev La'achrini. And give everything they own to someone else. Who does that? Hani, Mili, you want to tell me La'achrini? Nobody does it to a total stranger. Avo Librate Yahavi. But to a daughter, maybe he'll give such a thing. Maybe a child, he'll do such a thing. Right? Yeah. Afilu hachi, by the way, says Rabbi Akiva Eger, you know, you have such a thing called matar shchiv meira. Right? What's that? You give everything to your son because you think you're going to die. And what if you don't die? A miracle, you get recovery. Yeah, go run in the Olympics now. What happens? All goes back.
Right.
So according to this, it just shouldn't go back.
Right.
Right? So he has a kasha like that. Okay. Afilahachi, nevertheless, the makom brate nafsha difalei. You still care about your own welfare more than your own child. Yeah, it's good. A total stranger, no one does that. And you tell me you want to give it to your family. Okay, fine. People do such things. You still need to live. So to give everything away, every last penny, nobody does that. Okay? Therefore, when someone comes to bed with a star like that, the whole thing is a joke. Meisve, one second. Harotza shetavriach, if somebody wants to avoid having the husband have the money, have the assets, nichseha mibaila, right? The assets of the husband, what do you do? Ketzer, what do you do? Kosev shtar pasim lacherim. Divrei Reb Shimon ben Gamliel. Shtar pasim is, I go to Marcel, and I tell Marcel, listen, I want to borrow money from the bank. I want people to think I'm rich. I want whatever it is. So write up a shtar that you owe me a lot of money. Of course you don't. And I'm never going to collect on. But right, people should think, oh, look at this. This guy owes Kagan money. This guy owes... Wow, he's a rich guy. That's called shtar pasim. Pasim means an exaggeration. It's just puffery. You want people to go have people do that for you. So that's what you do. So kosev es shtar pasim la'acherim. Divrei Reb Shimon ben Gamliel. That's what Reb Shimon ben Gamliel says. So therefore what? Right? Therefore what? Right? So a similar type of thing. Somehow you write a style like that, just not the husband shouldn't get to it. The chacham omrim, chacham say, what kind of thing is that? Ratza metachik ba. If the husband wants, he gets possession of it. Why? Because he's entitled to it. Shtar pasim can't stop that. Ad shetichtov lo, unless it writes in the shtar, mehayom, from today, ukishela arta. And if I want to give it to Marcel, if I want to give it to some other guy, look at Rashi, ad shetichtov, it's right here where we are. Bishtar zeh, a woman writes, in this shtar, mehayom, from today, nasunim lach, I'm giving it to you, ulakisha arta. And when I want it to take effect, it'll take effect. Okay? Yesh kan havracha mibaila. Now you just avoided the husband. You just cheated out the husband. Why? De'im ba lizchus. If he comes and says, hey, I married you too. I want to invest that stuff. I want to invest all that land. What are you doing? And she sees him coming down the street. What does she do? Tomar, I need Rotze. I want that what's-his-name should get the land. B'matana, v'nimte, k'yemes l'mafreya. And l'mafreya, it's valid. V'im, ze, shenichtav, b'shtar, yavo l'ha'achzik. Right? Tomer, eini Rotze. Maybe if she doesn't want it, then not. Okay, but the point is, the b'risa gives you an out, a way out, a way to avoid the husband. Just said a minute ago, nobody does that. Nobody will abandon their property. Now you see, the b'risa gives you an eight to how to do it. So the Gemara answers, one second, Taima, the kasav lahachi. Right? Short like this. Halo kasav lahachi. And if she wouldn't have run it like this, kinyanu halokeach. Right? And if she wouldn't have written like this, Lachora, the buyer would get it right away. Okay, so she wrote a stipulation only when I say, Lamafreya, back in the future. What if she just wrote it straight to somebody else? Lachora, that would work. So we just said, nobody does that. And I saying somebody does know that. So Amrav Zeru, Lokasha, Habakula, Habimiksasa. Yeah, nobody gets all of it away. That nobody does. And if someone does that, it's a shtar havracha, it's not a valid shtar. To give one thing away, two things away, that people could do that. So that's the difference. Now, vi lo kinyani lokeach nikninhu bal, right? If the shtar is taka bottle, if somebody writes a shtar havracha, right? And it's taka bottle, doesn't count. She never wrote it. Then what happens? Who should get it?
Husband.
The husband. So why doesn't the husband get it? So the more answers. Amar Abaya. Yeah. Asuam ki nechasim. It's treated like nechasim. This is what you asked me earlier. It's treated like nechasim. She'ain you doing labal. That the husband doesn't know about it. Well, right? Valiba Reb Shimon, like Reb Shimon in the Mishnah, who said if that happens, the husband still doesn't get it. Who gets it? She keeps it. Right? Like in the Mishnah. So there's a whole machlokas we've shown him. Can you do a shtar havracha for other debt you owe? Let's say I owe you $1 million. So I'll make a shtar havracha with him, and you come and say, hey, where's the money? I don't have any money. What do you mean? You had all that land. Oh, I hate myself to him. And the whole thing is a joke. So can you do that? Can you do that with a ksuva? I don't want to pay the ksuva. Right? So a woman can do it. On some land, to avoid nichse maluk. Can other people do it? It'd be a crazy world, right? Should make underhanded things not to have to pay your debts, right? So,
the whole thing still doesn't make sense to me.
Why?
Because you could just write in the shtar, this belongs to her, like Son Barzel, and that's it, it's hers. And now they rely on a fake document.
No, but if it's Sohn Barzel,
yeah.
Then really what it is is that let's say it's the Empire State. No, let's say it's $1 million property at the time of the marriage. He can do whatever he wants with that property. He has to give it back $1 million at the end.
Correct.
So if it's worth now $20 million, he gives it back $1 million. If it's worth zero, he has to give it back $1 million. So I don't know what she gained by that. That's the difference. That's what Sohn Barzel is, right? So she owns the Empire State Building when she comes into the marriage. Like, most land goes up in value. Most land goes up in value. So he can do whatever he wants with it and give her back the original price. Right? Most land goes up in value. Over time, it goes up.
But that's not what's bothering her, yeah?
No, that's the thing. Why doesn't she do that? Doesn't really prevent him from touching it.
Right. She doesn't want to use it.
Exactly.
No, but if he dies, his family gets it. That's the problem.
Correct.
She doesn't want that.
Right.
She wants her family.
No, but now but that's a different thing. Then you have what's called ksuvas benin dichrin. You didn't do that. Maybe she doesn't have kids. Maybe she's, I don't know why she's getting married. I don't know. What kind of marriage is that? I don't know.
I want to give it to the...
Because it would only happen in a second marriage. It's only going to happen in a second marriage.
Or he's back with one wife.
Right. Okay, next Mishnah. Naflu l'ksafim. Let's say she doesn't have any land. She has cash. She has a lot of cash. So what do you do with the cash? Right? She has cash. She has kesef. Do you say, ooh, I'll take that cash and I'll invest it in the stock market. Wait till you see how rich I make us. No, you don't do that. What you do is, you lakach bahen karka, you buy land, V'hu ochel peiros, and let him eat the peiros. And the Tosfos says you don't let him invest the cash, because investing cash is very risky, and land is very safe. Right? You don't let him invest the cash. Make him buy land. And with the land, you can buy peiros.
You don't open a CD or something like that?
No,
like
no.
2%...
Exactly, no. Peiros, hatalushim in akarka. What about peiros, but they're already detached? What's that?
The
taltalon.
From Yemen.
Right? Yilokach behen karka. What you do is you exchange it for karka. Again, sell the peiros. You already harvested. Now they got married. So she brings it to the into the marriage, I don't know, dozen bushels and bushels, sell it all, buy land, vuelcha peros. Same thing. Now what about peros and mechubar and bekarka? What about if they're attached? Peros that are attached to the ground, what's that? So Amar of Meir, shaminosa, you evaluate. Kama hi yafa beperos. How much is the land worth now with a full grown field? The kama hi yafa below peros. What's it worth without that? Empty. In other words, the difference. Umosar yilokach behen karka. With the difference, by karka. Vu alcha peros. And he eats the peros. Okay? Says Rashi, in the Rashi in the Mishnah, the second Rashi on the Mishnah. Shamanosa. De kasavar, because her mayor holds, mash gadal birashuso, what grew on her watch, while the... I'm sorry, his watch, have a peros. Umash lo gadal birashuso, have a keren. And what didn't grow on his watch is called Karen. Karen is something that the wife is always going to own. Nichse Malug. Karen belongs to her. What's the difference between Karen and not Karen? The Gemara is going to say in a few minutes, the difference is, does it come back? Does it grow back? So if you take a tree and you chop it down, it's not going to grow back. The tree is Karen. The apple's not Karen. That'll grow back next year. That's how you know the difference between Karen and not Karen. So... Lafikach, therefore, Masha Dmei HaKarka Yikarim Achshav. Why is the land so expensive now? Bishvil Tvuazu. Because there's a full-grown Tvua here, ready to come off. So Tzarech Litin LaDamim, he has to pay for that. V'yiknu behen karka, buy new land with that. V'yachol hi perosah, and then he can eat the peros. But the karim belongs to her. Okay, that's the Bermeir Shita. V'chacham Omer, the Chacham say no. Hamechubarim LaKarka Shalom. If it's attached to the ground, it's his. V'atalushim in akarka shala. And if it's detached, it's hers. Because all matatlan's hers. V'yilakach ben karka v'ulcha peros. You buy land and he eats the peros. Rav Shimon Omer. Makum shiyafa koach b'chnisasa. Hora koach b'yitziasa. Whatever she has the upper hand on coming into the marriage, she has the lower hand on leaving the marriage. What does that mean? Coming into the marriage, if it's attached, it belongs to her. Right?
Whatever he has the disadvantage when he marries her, and conversely,
if he has the upper hand when he leaves, what does that mean? Peiros ha'mechubarim l'karka. Peiros that are attached to the ground. B'chnisasa, when the marriage starts, who do they belong to? Shalom. Him. Why him? That's exactly what the Nechsimulug is. Ubi Yitziyasa. And when the marriage is over, Shalom, they belong to her. Why? Why do they belong to her? Because it's attached to the field.
Right.
And the field is hers. Vatalushin Minakarka. What about it's detached? Bechnisasa Shalom. When going into the marriage, it belongs to her. Why? It's Metaltalon. Bi Yitziyasa Shalom. When you leave, it belongs to him. Why? Because the Zichse Malug. It was Zichse Malug. It's sitting in the warehouse. It belongs to him.
Belongs to after the divorce?
No, at the time of the divorce. They're getting divorced tomorrow.
Yeah.
So today, where is all this fruit? In the warehouse. It belongs to him.
Yeah, and a week from now, who gets access to that?
He always owns it.
What?
He always owns it. He has the rights to it. So he gives the field goes back to her, 100%. But everything in the warehouse belongs to him. Okay. Now Pshita, it's obvious. Ara ubate ara. If you have a choice, she brings a lot of cash. She has a lot of cash. So should we buy a field? Or should we buy a house and rent it out? What's better? That or that? So says Rashi, the first Rashi. Nafulak Safim. She has a lot of land. She brings a lot of cash. Ubo likach lehem karka. And they want to buy land now. So ze omer karka bazri ani rotze. I want land to plow, to field, to make a field. Ze omer is bottom ani rotze likach likach. I want to have houses. I want to have apartment buildings for rent. Oh, epach. Or this one says that one. That one says that one. But 1 second. Pshita aru bati ara. Land is better. Not rent. Land is better. Bate vidikli? What about houses and dekel?
What are you saying?
It's better to invest in a...
You're saying that she has a say in what to do with it after the marriage?
Perhaps. Or that's what Rashi said. This one says this, and this one says this.
It could be saying it.
It could. It's a good question. Rashi says, it could be saying in his own mind. What should I do? Should I rather buy a field and produce, or should I have an apartment building?
He says if one spouse wants to buy and the other one prefers land, the other one prefers.
So it's a good question. She has a right. She has a right. What they do with the money?
Not after the
marriage.
She has a right.
What's
this?
No.
Not once the marriage.
He's right. Mati's right. Because the Karen's still hers.
Exactly.
The Karen's hers. So she says, I don't want to buy an apartment building. It's not my thing. I don't want that. I'm a farmer. I want to have a farm.
So she has a right to say that.
Yeah, I guess so. So which one's better? Land is better than a house. What about Bati Vidikli? What about a house or Dekel? What are you going to do with Dekel? It's a field of trees. Bati, rent is better than that. Dikli V'ilani? What about Dekel trees and regular trees? Dikli is better than that. Ilane V'gufni? What about trees and vines? Ilane. Ilan is a bet. So what do you see from here? The worst thing to do is have a vineyard. Says Tosfos, how could that be? Wine's the best thing in the world.
Yeah. A lot of work.
Oh, that's Tosfos' answer. His answer is, it's a lot of work. This is Tosfos over here. Ilani v'gufni Ilani. He brings a Gemara that says that the vines were encroaching on something else. It was making it taste like that. They made it move. Shmuel said, go move it over there because I don't want it to affect it and you know, belittle it. So what do you see? You see Geffen's the most. So Tosfos says, V'yei Shlomar, the Dikli Adifi Bezeh. No, you know why Dekel's better? She'ein Sarach Lahotzi Aleim Klum. Kedei L'Saptim. You don't have to spend anything. You don't have to work on it to make them good. Avol Gafanim. But Gafanim, Tzrichim Yitzia Meruba. It's a lot of work, right? L'Zemer, to prune, L'Sakin Akerim. Right, the inlocate miskalkel. If you're not on top of it all the time, it's going to get ruined. Umi sheyachol atrach la'avdam ulashamram karoy. And if someone takes it upon himself, not going to do a good job with this vineyard, yeshul behem revach gadol. You're going to have a lot of profit. It's a very good thing. It brings a lot of work. So lazy people are lazy people, right? So if you're a lazy person, don't get a vineyard. You're very industrious. It's very good. Okay. Now, Abba Zardasa. What about a field of a forest? Right, an orchard, an orchard of trees, right? But what do they sell? Apples, an apple field.
Or it's a sorb tree.
Whatever that is.
Wood.
What?
It said it's for wood.
It's for wood, right? In other words, the whole purpose is for the Karen. Because once you chop a tree down, it doesn't come back. So the whole thing is for the Karen, or. Upeira de Kivri, a pond of fish. Once take the fish off, they don't come back. Take a fish out, it's not coming back. So it's like an order of tree. You chop the tree, it doesn't come back. So Amar Le, Amar La, so does that have the status of Karen or of Nechse Malog? So you would think it's Karen, right? So Amar.
Karen or Peros, basically.
Karen or Peros. So Amar Le, Peira. V'amalei, karna. It's a machlokas. What's the machlokas about? So look at Rashi in the bottom. It's the second to last line before the lines get wide. Amala peira. Im nafala b'yerusha. If this is what you got. Kitzitzas ha'etim. Chopping down the wood. V'dogim and fish. Shebechafira that are in the pond. Hu peirin. That's peiros. How's that peiros? This is still land here. V'akarka hu karen. The karka is the karen. That's what one mandamar says. The other one says, no, kula havi karna. The whole thing is Karen. Why is the whole thing Karen? Because ho'il va'etzim va'adogim kalim. You chop a tree down, it doesn't grow back. How can that be peiros? Right? Va'kol yimacher miyad. It has to be sold right away. V'yilgach behem karka. Sell that. And then buy a normal field. So if that's what you get, all you get is trees, a forest, a timber, lumber. I don't need that. It's not only that, and I don't need it. It's keren. It's all, the whole thing is keren. So you have to sell it, and then buy a normal field. Back to the Gemara. Klal de milsa. Here's the rule. Gizo machlif peira. If you cut it off and it'll grow back, that's considered peiros. And gizo machlif karna. If it doesn't grow back, it's called keren. Amar Rav Zera, Amar Vosha, Amar Vyanai, Varmala, Amar Vab, Amar Vosha, Amar Vyanai, Hagonev, Vlad, Behemoth, Mulug. If you steal a Vlad of a Behemoth Mulug, what's that? What's the Vlad of a Behemoth? It's a Behemoth. As the owner, as the wife is the owner of the Behemoth, I get the milk, I can shear it. So I had a baby. Someone steals that baby. So what do you happen if you steal a baby? Mashalan Tashlume Kefel Leisha. You give the kefel to the wife. Why the wife? Because she's the owner. Right? She's the owner of that mother. Right?
Then you steal the baby. You steal the offspring.
They both stole the offspring. So you stole peiros, basically. Right. And who gets the kefel?
The
mother. Says the Gemara, the mother. Says Rashi, v'lolabal. Not the husband. Kasal kadaitach, the kasavar, ein avlados peiri, el akeren. Obviously, they're holding that a vlad is a keren. Because if it's peiros, of course the Baal would get it. Ela keren, v'ilokach ben karka. What do you do with that? Sell it and buy land. D'chashin and shema tamas ha'aim, v'yikala ha'keren. Because maybe the mother could die. And if the mother died, there'd be no baby. So it's a raya that a baby is keren. It's a funny Rashi. The Ruchan Wasserman says, well, why don't they both get it? They should split it in half. Okay, it's a kasha. The husband should get half the kefil. No, he owns half of it.
So you would say, the kefil, you have to invest the entire amount or just the keren?
I don't know.
Really?
Yeah, I hear you, I don't know. Kiman, who holds like this? Lo rabbanon v'lo kechananin. Nobody. The Tanya, Vlad, behemas malug, labal. No. Says the rabbanon, the Vlad of the behema of Mechse Malug goes to the husband. Vlad Shifchas Malug Leisha. But the Vlad of a Shifcha, you have a Shifcha also, a servant, right? That goes to the wife. Chananya ben Achai Yoshia Omar. Asu Vlad Shifchas Malug Kivlad Behemas Malug. No, it's all the same. Shifcha and Behemas is the same. The bottom line is, no one said it goes to the husband. No one said that. I'm sorry. No one said it goes to the Isha. I'm sorry. No one said it goes to the Isha. I feel the same about the recall. You can say it to everybody. Peira tekino le rabbanon. Peiros, the rabbanon said, go to the husband. Peira de peira, the peiros of peiros. What's that? Kefel. It's peiros of peiros. It's the money you owe because you stole the peira. That no one holds that. Lo tekino le rabbanon. No one holds that's Karen. I'm sorry. No one holds that's considered peiros. Everyone. And therefore, who gets it? The Isha.
That's a big shiloh over here.
Ask him
about a behemoth now.
Right.
A behemoth considered part of like
a
karka.
Exactly.
And then the
child.
The child of it becomes.
So Rashi said a funny thing. Rashi says if the mother would die, there'd be no baby, therefore it's Karen.
Yeah, the problem is, it's really should be metalpin.
Correct.
Because the animal will die.
The mother should be metalpin too.
What do you mean? It's Karen.
Mother too.
That's everyone has to do Rashi. It's a couple, it's very difficult.
Because the mother gets older, it's worth
it. Right, a land can't die, but an animal could die. So, right, I hear it's a good kasha. It's a very difficult Rashi. That was a very difficult Gemara here. I'm doing it faster. So, according to Chananya, we're not choshesh for Misa. What do you mean we're not choshesh for Misa? Right? Therefore, the Vlad of the Malug and the Vlad of the Vlad of the Behemoth and the Vlad of the Shivcha go to the Baal. Why? Because it's called Peiros. Right? El Rabbanon, Ichai Shilamisa. If you choshesh for misa, afilu vlad behemas malug namilo, vilo chai shlemisa, afilu vlad shivchas malug nami. So why are you splitting up animals and people? Why are you making that distinction? According to the rabbanon, the Gemara says laolam chai shlemisa. Really, we are choshesh for misa. For shiny behema, but behema is different, right? Why? Because even if the animal dies, the ikka ora, there still are. They're still worth something. It still has a hide. A lot less. But since it has a value, don't tell me. And what about a person? When a person dies, it's not worth nothing you can do with that person. Right? You can't do anything with it. You can't sell it to the medical school to use it for a cadaver. You can't do that. So therefore, nothing to do with it. Has no value. Since it has no value, if it would die, it's called Karen. Amar Rav Yeh, Amar Rav Huna Bar Chia, Amar Shmuel, Halcha Kechananya. That's how we paskin like. Amar Rava, Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Af Agav, the Amar Shmuel, Halcha Kechananya. Even though we said that, Moda Chananya, but Chananya would agree, Shem this Garsha, that if they got divorced, right, no senes damim, you take away the money, right, Vinat Lasan, Shem this Garsha, no senes damim, Vinat Lasan, then they Shevach, Beis Aviyah. That if they got divorced, then what happens now? The wife will pay the husband to get it back. Right? What does she have to pay the husband for to get it back?
Yeah,
what?
Why does she have to pay him? It's a Karen.
Oh, I'm sorry. The children. Rashi says, Loha Isha, Damim, Notelas, B'nei Shivchasa. The children. We said the children's pay us. Why do you get it back? Because it's called Shevach Beis Aviyah. It's the family's slaves. It's the family's estate. So it's a shevach for the family that stays in that family.
She has the right to pay.
She has to pay for them. Amar Rava, Amar Rav Nachman, Hachnisa lo eiz, if she brought in a goat, lechalba for the milk, v'rachel or a sheep, legizasa for the shearing, v'tarnagolas or a tarnagolas, lebeitzasa for eggs, v'dekel lepeirosav or a dekel for the fruit, ochel v'holech ad shetichla hakeren. You can run these things into the ground, the husband can, and just basically exploit them. What about the keren?
Right.
So, says Rashi, ochel v'holech, it's way up where we are, ochel v'holech, the gabi behema, ikka ora, there's always something left over. There's ora by a behema, gabi tarnagoles, ikka notza, you have feathers if it dies. Go make a pillow. Gabe dekel kishiyavesh ikka etav. Still have the wood. Still have the lumber. Avohani kuli peros ninu. Dimischadshin tamid v'derechana asamu. But they all regrow. Chicken keeps on giving eggs. It keeps on giving eggs every day, every week, or whatever it is. It'll recycle. So you can even burn it into the ground. When it dies. But you can't take away the Karen. No, if it dies, you have the feathers.
Something
for it. So I left you something to have, and the same thing with all these things. Amar of Nachman, Ailele Glima, if she brings a blanket into the marriage, Pira Havi, it's considered peros. Why? Machzi Bey, he can use it to cover himself. V'azel ad dekalia, and he can run it into the ground. And not worth anything now. So threadbare. Kiman, who's that? Kiatanya. The Tanya. Hamelech v'hachol. Salt and sand. Harez at peros. It's considered peros, even though it doesn't grow back. Pir shel gofres. What's a pir shel gofres?
A sulfur quarry.
Mach feros. Shel tzrif. Some other kind of... what? What is mach feros shel tzrif?
An aluminum mine.
Remainu Omer Karen v'chachamim Omerim Peros. Why would someone say it's Peros? Because the carcass is always going to be there. The carcass is there. What's that worth? If I remove all the salt, what's it worth? It's worth the same thing as a threadbare blanket's worth, as a dead chicken's worth, the feathers. Not much, but it has something. It's a piece of land.
So why is that? That's Karen.
What? Exactly.
So why would you call it Peros?
What? No, why would you call it Karen? Right? If you remove everything, it doesn't grow back.
Right.
So we said that's Karen. So why is it called Peros? You're right. I'm sorry, why is it called Peros? If I remove the salt, why is it called Peros? It doesn't grow back.
Because
there's still something there. Right. The land's still there. It's a piece of land in the middle of nowhere, not worth anything. It's still land. It's just like a dead chicken, not worth anything. The feathers, okay. So with that logic, everything becomes Peros. Right? So now, by the way, Rav Shimon HaNetanakama, they're saying the same thing. Rav Shimon HaNetanakama. What you bring in, what you bring out. Yes, so Amar Rava Michubarin Beshas Yitzio Ikebenayu. What if it's attached to the ground at the time of the divorce? What's the story with that? Tanakama would hold that is belongs to him, and Rav Shimon would hold no, that belongs to her. Okay? Next. Naflula Avadim Ushvachos Zikanim. What if she inherits the old timer, the old time house servant, that old timer guy, right? The butler, right? Old timer. So Yimachru, they could tell him, Vilakach Mehem Karka, buy normal produce, normal things, Vu Ochel Peros, and he eats the Peros. Rav Shimon ben Gamliel Omer, lo timacher. No, but they shein shavach beis avir. No, the family has this guy. He's been there for 50 years, this guy. Right? He started out, he was changing diapers. Now he's an old man serving. No, you can't leave that guy. You can't get rid of that guy. Naflu la zeisim v'gafanim zekanim. Exactly. Naflu la zeisim v'gafanim. What if zekanim? Old vines. Like, you know, I guess vines have a lifespan. I guess so. So v'lokach mehen karka v'ochel peros. You sell it and buy normal things. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, no. Lo timacher. And then shevach pesavia. No, this is the family vineyard. You don't sell that. It's not worth so much. All right, you have to live with it. What can I do?
So in the case of the slave, you don't sell. What do you do? He doesn't get anything out of
him. What? Yeah, you can't tell him. He can work for you, but he's an old-timer, so whatever you can get out of him, you can get out of him. Amar of Kahana, Amar Rav, Machlokas Shenaflu Besada Shela. That's all. This is true if the field that fell to him was hers. Avol sada she'ena shala, but if it wasn't hers, right?
Only the trees.
She doesn't even own the land. Her father bought a field of just trees. Who owns the land? The government. They just sold the trees. So now what does she have? She has no keren.
Right?
So divrei akal timacher has to be sold. Mishum de lo kal lakanya, because there is no keren.
Why? The Karen is the trees.
What?
Yeah, the Karen is the trees.
The Karen... No, that's Peros.
It's Peros.
Peros?
Yeah, fruit.
No, but the fruit is the Peros, but the tree... What can the tree be the Karen? The tree is attached to the ground.
Right, it doesn't hold the ground.
So apparently, once the trees die, there's nothing left for her. Dead trees, what you can do with that? Mask of Laura, one second. What about, but how is that different than an old timer? It's not worth anything. How is that different than an old timer? Ella, Idmar Hachidmar, Amar of Kahana, Amarav, Machlokes, Besadish Eina Shala. The Machlokes is if it does, she doesn't own the field. Aval Besadish Shala, but if she does own it, Divri Hakol, Loti Macher, everyone holds she can't sell it. Why? This is my father's heirloom. Okay? Good? Excellent. Okay, perfect. We'll stop here. Perfect timing.